Yom Yerushalmi, Kol Svarim to Yom Bavli, Daf Nun Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chafov Amid Beis at the Mishnah. That's Halacha Beis. Achitzayna, Pufa, Min Adorim, Rapnimis, Min Adsofoin, Mahalach Beineim, Ad Shemagi Adsofoin, Yigi Adsofoin, Hofach Panam Adorim, Halach Lismoile, Im HaParoiches, Ad Shemagi Adorim. The outer Paroiches was tied partially open from the south, and the inner Parichas was tied partially open from the north. The Kohen Gadol walks between them until he reaches the north. When he reaches the north, he turns his face to the south. He went to his left with the Parichas until he reaches the Oren. Igiyah la'Oren, Nasan ha'samachta ben shnei abadim, Zorei ha'sakoteiris al-gabi, Gecholim, Menismale ha'bayis osham, Yotza uvali derech nisosei, Mispalol tzulik tzor, V'l'hayimarech shloi lehavis esisor. He reached the Oren, put the machta between the two staves, piled the katoris on the coals, and the bayis, the room became full of smoke. He came out the way he entered and gave a short prayer. He didn't pray at length, lest he frighten Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Tani min amanoyu v'ladoroim hayanichnas divi Rabbi Meir. The bayis says, Rabbi Meir says that he entered between the paroiches after going between the manoyu and the south. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Min ha-shulchan v'la-sofrein ha-yinichnas, whereas Rabbi Yosi says, after going between the shulchan and the north, he entered. Istani tani m'mizbach ha-zav v'la-manoyu ha-yinichnas. Some teach that from between the gold mizbeach and the manoyu, he entered. Mahalich b'neim ad shumagi ha-la-sofrein, doicha kaya v'atzile yadav, kadei sh'olai yisufu ha-poriches. He walked between them until he reached the north. He pressed with his elbows to lift the paroiches, lest the paroiches burn if the machta would touch it. Higiyah l'safoin, v'hafach panav l'adoroim, choza haya l'achayrav, choza haya l'achayrav, kadei sh'loi yehei nira k'mafsiya ben abadim. He reached the north and turned his face to the south. When he reached the place between the staves, he went back into the paroiches, lest it look like he stepped on the area between the staves. Even though there was no Aron or staves in the second Beis HaMikdash, it's improper to stand where they used to be in the first Beis HaMikdash. Kesa Duroisa, how does he burn the Ketoris? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maniach HaSakaf Ba'oretz, Vezorko Ba'avir V'kol Teva Machta. Rabbi Chanina answered that he rests the Kaf on the ground and throws the Ketoris in the air and catches it in the Machta. Shmuel Amar, Boidida Baraglai. Shmuel says he nudges the Machta with his foot in order to catch the Ketoris. And Rabbi Yochanan ma'arav mitoich ha-kaf. And Rabbi Yochanan gave a second answer, which is he pours the ketoris from the kaf into the machta. V'hi mitameres v'oile v'achakach hi poise v'yiredes. A cloud of smoke rises, and after it reaches the ceiling, it spreads and descends.